The Wash Up on K-Rock 955. Thanks to Goddings, Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer, Adrian and Amanda Williams and the team on the Western Highway out at Rockbank. Thanks to the team out there for their support. It's time to talk GFL now. Round 14 yesterday, we got an absolute cracker at Drew Oval, St Joseph's. 10-16-76, South Bowen 10-12-72. And Joey's captain, Al Hickey, has been good enough to join us. Al, good morning, or good afternoon to you, rather. Congratulations on the win. She was a close-run thing. South Bowen just seemed to find a way to stick with you all afternoon.
Thanks, King. Yeah, it was a tough game. South Bowen brought the heat yesterday and obviously fought it out right to the end. So, no, I think there's a few sore bodies this morning, but no, it was good to get the 4 points. But, yeah, they got a lot to like about South Bowen. So, yeah, as you said, it was a tough win.
5 points the margin at quarter time. You led, you trailed by three at half time. You led by three at three quarter time, four at the final siren. Nobody could really get a break. I think you might have got a little mini break at one stage, but that's about it.
Yeah, I think we in the last quarter got about three goals out front, and I think in about 20th minute mark, and probably a few of us thought that might have been enough, and they put two on the board really quickly after that, and it was pretty much an arm wrestle for the last sort of 5 or 6 minutes. So yeah, it was a good contest all day.
Yeah. Talk to us about that, those last few minutes of the game. What's it like out there? And I suppose the role you play as captain in ensuring, I suppose, the boys keep their head and that you stay in front at the final siren.
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice to be on the winning side. Obviously, the last sort of 3 minutes is sort of up to the players and the coaches. It's all a bit late to sort of send messages out. But I think, you know, the message is to slow the game down if we get possession, to not take any risk with the ball and to just to make sure that we're set up behind the ball properly. So they were just the key messages that we were just running out. So, and we're lucky enough, we got enough sort of senior players that played a lot of footy, so they know what we're doing, and that's what we practice at training. We have our plans in those situations.
You're 12-2, three games clear of South Colac and Bell Park with four to play. So all things being equal, you're going to finish with a double chance. But is it fair to say you're just trying to click again? You had a really good run through the early part of the season, but obviously you had that loss to Newtown a couple of weeks back, and it's been just, I suppose, not at the level that you expect out of St Joey's?
Yeah, so we've had a couple of, like the Newtown game, we obviously got pretty comprehensively beaten. I think they're a very good side and worth one that teams will start considering very highly. And obviously we got touched up by Leopold pretty comprehensively out there. And I think we sort of realised that we've got a lot more to give in our footy at the moment, which is an upside. I think yesterday we probably had about five or six players out to bring back in that are considering our best 22. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of upside about our team at the moment, and I think we're looking forward to timing our run well. We've got a good few games coming up, as you mentioned, and yeah, we'll just be looking forward to timing our run well and giving it a nudge at the pointy end.
Yep. Who do you hope to get back in coming weeks? I've just quick look at your list yesterday. I see Joe McCullough's name not there.
Yeah, so Joe, I think we'll get him back for the Mary's game. We've got a couple who haven't played much footy at all, which is Josh Hovey and James Hickey. We've got Marty Duffy, Paul Dreyer, who also didn't play. I'm sure there's a couple of others. And obviously, we're missing Ray Booker in this year as well, which is obviously we can't really replace someone like him, also for his leadership and stuff like that. But so we've got a few to bring back in. But yeah, but the beauty of it is the depth we've got, we've sort of been able to, you know, bring people guys in who are ready for the GFL season. So that's been the beauty of our list at the moment. So,
do a lot of love for Mitch Marino when he found out he was going to debut last week, and he's put back-to-back games together, which the boys must be wrapped for him.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the beauty of Mitchy Marino, like it was on merit. Like it wasn't a token. And as you said, he got the back-to-back game, and he's, you know, I thought he played a really good game yesterday. He'll certainly be putting his hand up for next week. So, and he's a much-loved figure down at Joey's, Mitchie. So, just goes about his business every week. So, that's why he's given the opportunity, and I think it's fair to say he's making the most of it at the moment. So, yeah, which is good. It's pleasing to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, next week, North Shore, you'll get to head out to Windsor Park and keep half an eye on Leopold and St Mary's belting the life out of each other out at Memorial Park at Leopold. And then, obviously, as you said, you've got St Mary's in the run home in the last month of the season. Hick, great to catch up with you. Well done on the win yesterday. The double chance looks like it's yours, and you'll at worst start out of a qualifying final at a crack at back-to-back flags. Well done, and look forward to talking to you in the run to the finals.
Good on you. Thanks, Kinga. I appreciate it.